Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
As Aaron Rodgers at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am tournament that he won, the guys in my golf group chat, by the way, alleging that he fudged his handicap.
Tanny, how is that group chat? Do you have fun in that one, the golf group chat?
Wild. It's a wild one.
It is crazy. You can look up handicap. It's public information. Rodgers is a 3. He played to a 10. That's cheating. They won his pro in the pro-am, shot a plus one, missed the cut. He won at like 25 under par because he played to a false handicap.
Because the 10, you play to a 10, you get 10 strokes that you can just take off your toe.
You're playing as if your average score is an 82.
I don't believe it. He's never been one to like fudge the rules or no.
Right.
Like, you know, deceive into thinking he's
right.
One thing and not.
I thought he was immunized into a better handicap. Didn't I hear that correctly? Doesn't make any sense.
It's nefarious.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Hey, let me
cheat at golf. Who are you? The former president?
Let me quote our friend David Haw. I heard him this morning say that it was interesting to see Rodgers celebrating a title in February. He doesn't usually do that.
Good line. That's a good line.
Yeah.
Even if he cheated to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the line. He's not going to San Francisco. So that comes out. But then
I was a big Madonna fan back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it?
Oh, sure.
She was on the Grammys last night.
So was Casey Musgraves. Did you see her?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
She looked good? That's your That's your dream girl.
God.
I know. Someday. Actually, no. Let me take that back. Not someday.
Oh, you don't think it's gonna happen?
Yeah. Keep dreaming is what he's saying.
Okay.
I think he's saying
yeah, she was a pretty girl last night, I'll tell you that.
Good. Good. So Davante Adams is trying to recruit Aaron Rodgers, but he's also friends with Derek Carr.
Oh, that's awkward.
And he's in, but Derek Carr is clearly leaving.
Derek Carr said goodbye, and there's nothing official, but
yeah. He
said goodbye.
And Rodgers is kind of intimating that he's leaving, and so just everyone's trying to like piece this thing together, but free agency doesn't open, but that's not going to stop the people from shoving microphones in front of these dudes' faces. So here's Davante Adams at the Pro Bowl, saying goodbye to one friend and trying to recruit an old friend.
This week has been, really this month has been interesting for the Raiders, right? Your good friend Derek Carr made it clear he wants out, and that's the next step, right? How have you handled it from your side, knowing that that's the reason you came here?
It's just understanding it's part of the game. You know, I don't have full control, but I do have some, so I control the things I can, and the things that I can't, I just... You know, let other people deal with those. And, you know, it's not going to stop us from being really good friends at the end of the day. Still be able to mingle and see him whenever I want to, basically. So it's not the end at the end of the day. Maybe he won't be my quarterback, but still one of my good friends for life, regardless.
Absolutely. We can't help to notice you had some fun on social media
talking
about Aaron Rodgers can move into your neighborhood. Have you started recruiting Aaron Rodgers to be the new Raiders quarterback?
Duh. Why would anybody not do that? I mean, 100%. That's my guy, obviously, and wishful thinking, but we'll see what happens.
What's your best recruiting pitch?
That I'm here.
Yeah, that's a good recruiting pitch.
By the way, duh, is now a thing. I mean, it's always been a thing, but it's in heavy use. LeBron, when asked yesterday whether he wanted Kyrie Irving to the Lakers, duh, same thing.
Fourth grade lingo is now coming back in the recruitment. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like as acceptable parlance.
Yeah. I mean, it
made sense.
Yeah. It makes sense for.
I knew what he meant.
Yeah. Right. For, oh, okay. It came across.
It tracked, yeah.
I mean, duh.
Why? I guess. I said it to Boomer earlier. Why would you want to go there? Why would you want to do it? Like,
to Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't have to sell me on why you would want to go to Vegas. Vegas is a very fun place. It would be to be young, rich, famous, single. It's not hard to understand why you would want to go to Vegas. But if your goal is winning Super Bowls, winning a Super Bowl, winning the breakup, football-wise, from Green Bay, I don't get how you would want to go be coached by Josh McDaniels and beat Justin Herbert and Pat Mahomes. I don't get it.
Are you sure that's his goal? He's Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
He's about Aaron Rodgers.
He said to Pat McAfee, why play if you're not trying to win a championship?
Of course. I'm sure he's trying once he's playing.
Yeah.
But he is, I think he is not as committed to winning at all costs as some
Tom
of the
Brady.
Other as some of the other great quarterbacks of his generation.
Right.
I think that has been shown in lots and lots of different ways. And I think that assuming that he has that kind of priority now, no matter what he says, is folly.
Yeah. And maybe this is just...
It's about him, man. He's gonna go somewhere where he can make all the money from the contract and everything. And
well, yeah,
have a good time.
He's gonna make his money and he's gonna restructure. And a texter says Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, keep Josh Jacobs. You got an offensive head coach. You can win there.
Maybe.
Okay. I think that maybe that is just, we talk about athlete ego all the time, and it's just different than ego in a lot of walks of life, even our industry that has huge ego.
Because if they're any good, that ego gets emboldened from a very young age and only gets rewarded and emboldened over and over and over until you become, potentially, if you're not self-aware and you're not working on your stuff, you become as annoyingly egocentric, as damagingly egocentric as Aaron Rodgers. I think he's damagingly egocentric.
He might be. He also probably believes that he can do it. Like, I look at it as, well, that's a terrible spot to go to if you want to win. Why would you do that? Josh McDaniels hasn't proven anything as a head coach, and you've got arguably the two best young quarterbacks in the NFL, and you've got Sean Payton and Andy Reid in the division. Like, that is a horrible spot, and all of the good quarterbacks are in the AFC. And I know that Green Bay wouldn't want to trade him to an NFC team or whatever, but just people keep talking about Vegas. They talked about Vegas for Brady.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Talk about it for Rodgers. I just think that maybe it's just that these guys don't look at it that way. They simply do not consider that someone else might be better than them at their own job.
I think that,
you know what I mean?
That's part of it.
It doesn't even enter the consciousness.
I just think that dude is not about winning. I mean, I'm not saying he was always that way, but I think as he has gone on and he's been forced to deal with it. Like MVP, another really good year, lose in the NFC Championship game. Right? What is it? 3 years in a row lost in the NFC Championship game or just two? Back-to-back two MVPs and NFC Championship loses?
Correct.
Losses?
Yes, correct.
His one Super Bowl title is now, what, a decade ago?
More than that, right?
11 years ago?
Yeah, 2000, but 10, 11, right?
I forget. So he's got one title.
He's got one title and I believe three NFC Championship game losses.
He has had to come to grips with and defend and be okay with, in his mind, being one of the GOATs, one of the greatest to ever do it, who hasn't won as much as everybody thinks he should have won. He is emboldened in that being okay. It's all good.
Second most MVPs ever, right? He's got four MVPs. It's just... Just Peyton's the only guy to do it for more.
Come back, make another 50 mil, make another 50 mil, play your ass off, maybe play well. Team doesn't win. Okay. I did the best I could.
Maybe. And by the way, that's not terribly uncommon.
For sure.
That's not terribly uncommon, and Vegas would be fun. Texas says, so where do you think you should go? It just seems to me that the NFC is just so obvious for any of these guys. Now, the Packers would need to sign off on a trade there, so it might be off the table for Rodgers. So he might be limiting himself to AFC teams. But even within the confines of the AFC, mm-hmm. I'd rather go to the Jets and say, okay.
Well, because that roster's in a much, much better spot.
Yeah, and Buffalo is good.
But Josh Allen looks possibly beatable.
Yeah, and Tua is fragile.
Yeah.
The AFC East is also good. It's Belichick and the Bills and the Dolphins roster, but that's not Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos, man. Mm-hmm. So if you have to go to the AFC, I would try to go best roster I could, or Boomer's point, which we send off to Tennessee, why not try to get in the AFC South? You got to beat Jacksonville, Indy, Houston, Tennessee. So you're not going to Jacksonville. That job's not available. But the Indy quarterback job is potentially available. The Houston job, probably not. They've got the number one pick.
I mean,
Tennessee.
If you're really choosing for that, you know, is Nashville feel high profile enough, feel fun enough, feel exciting enough, all of those things? I mean, I'm just,
we are talking about different value judgment systems, right? So I would be, if I'm him.
You'd want to win. You'd want to go somewhere and win.
100%.
Yeah, man.
A second Super Bowl for Rodgers.
Somewhere else.
Means a ton to his historical place among the all-time great quarterbacks.
But he really can't control that. He's tried to control it this last decade.
Yeah.
And win. And as you say all the time, quarterback wins.
It's a team game.
It's a team game. And he has learned that. He's learned that, and now he's on the back end of it and, like, doing it another place. I don't believe that that's his value system. And then once he gets there, unless something were to change, I don't know that he would work towards that the way that you need to in the new place. So, look, I'm admittedly pessimistic about the guy.
No way?
Yeah, I know. Tough read. I'm a tough read on this stuff. But I feel like you are projecting a desire to win that he might not have to the length that you would like.
Yeah, maybe. I want to see him in playing relevant football. It's like watching LeBron at this stage of his career.
That I get.
Like, you know what I mean? It's sad watching LeBron be on a terrible team when he's still awesome. If you just like care about great players and you care about sports in that way. And I think about it from a Bears perspective of, yeah, it'd be great to get him out of Green Bay. Just wild to me that this quarterback migration might continue to tilt west.
AFC.
To the AFC. I was thinking of LeBron being in the Western Conference. But like, yeah, to the AFC, it's wild. Like, number one pick in the draft, going to take the best quarterback, or assuming Houston takes the first quarterback. So the number one quarterback will go AFC.
AFC again.
Colts.
Second best quarterback in the draft.
AFC. It's crazy. Just so much quarterback. So like, Fields just needs to be good.
Look,
just please be good.
Yeah,
please be good.
I got to say, man, the NFC, I'll tell you where the NFC wins at quarterbacking. Pro Bowl flag football games.
Oh, really?
Kirk Cousins.
Was great.
Oh, is he good? And Eli saved him to the end. He said, I think you're going to be good in this format, and you've been good in the fourth quarter this year, and he told him that before the game, and then he saved him for that spot and used him. Because Kirk Cousins.
That's good coaching. That's good flag football coaching.
He's found his place to shine.
We have a championship general manager for a gold standard organization with great things to say about Ryan Poles next on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.